Welcome to the Path of Power with Galexis, the group of many who speak as one. And here to introduce you to Galexis is the channel, Ginger Metro.
Hello, and welcome to the Path of Power with Galexis. My name is Ginger Metro, and I channel Galexis. And Galexis is a group of beings from many levels and dimensions who speak as one. They'll be bringing you an important message today, and then taking your questions on topics of interest to you. Shortly, I'll go into trance, and then Galexis will be with you. Galexis always, and I just want you to know, always wants to show you ways that to take greater charge of your life, to develop and build your mission, to fulfill your purpose. And I've just been having such a pleasure channeling Galexis, because this power and this energy and this knowing, it just feels so good coming through me. I'm so delighted to be able to share it with you. Just last week, Galexis gave a workshop called The Path of Power. Strange title, right? It's the same title as the radio show, but outlining the essential basics of what you really need to know to take your power. If you want to know more about Galexis, just go to the website, which is galexisspirit.com. And it's spelled GalexisSpirit.com. Once Galexis will be with you, and once they finish their message, they will open up the lines for you to call. The number to call in on is 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. Check the BBS radio page on Channel 1 for other lines that may be available. And to get on the mailing list, or to find out what workshops are going on, or to receive some of the messages that we put out from time to time, just check out the galexisspirit.com, and on that website you'll find a place to sign up for the messages and so on. So now I'm going to be going into trance, and there will be a quiet moment, and then Galexis will be with you. So goodbye for now for me. I'll return at the end of the program. Now remember, there's going to be a few seconds of silence, and then Galexis will be with you. All right, we are Galexis, and welcome. We want to talk about more, perhaps, about the economy and all the interesting events that are occurring in your world. One of the things that we have noticed is that lots of changes are happening fast and furious. One of the things that is going on rather large in the financial world is a big company going bankrupt, creating shockwaves through the whole industry, shockwaves through the whole marketplace, shockwaves going through the whole planet. A lot of concern about the financial future. A lot of concern about, can we keep our money? Can we keep it safe? Will it be all right? What's going to happen? One of the things we want to emphasize during this particular time is that it's very easy, when you look at things that are happening on a bigger stage than you yourself can claim in your life, to give it power, to give it too much of your power. You see, there's been a habit you've been trained to be in, and that is that when you give your attention to your culture, let's say to the celebrities like movie stars and TV personalities, to politicians, to even important people in your community, to the marketplace, to the national scene of this and that and the other, it's often tempting. And it's actually automatically created that you give some of your power away with your attention. Now, we're not saying that the only way to keep your power, therefore, would be to not give your attention to things. A lot of people find that an easy way to just to kind of ignore things, just avoid dealing with them. Okay, I'm not going to turn on the TV because I don't want to hear any more about the presidential election. I don't want to hear any more about the ravages of Hurricane Ike. I don't want to hear any more about the marketplace and the stock market, and I'm just going to ignore it. That way I don't get all bent out of shape. That way I don't get all weakened and buy into the negativity, etc. But you see, dear one, by avoiding it, you are giving it power too. So the object here is for you to be able to hold your power regardless of what you hear or what you don't hear. To be able to sustain it. For you to say, I'm going to avoid, means that it is so much a draw of your power, of your energy, that you are assuming and believing that it is more powerful than you. And inherent in that assumption is the idea that maybe you can't really make that much of a difference in the world. After all, your stage, your venue is rather small. Here you're watching the candidates for president, vie and with each other and make statements and point out the discrepancies in each other's statements and point fingers at each other and talk about the issues. And yes, they're on a big stage. They are big celebrities right now. Because they're going to be people who are going to govern. They're going to be people who are going to make decisions, very broad-reaching decisions for you and your whole country. So it's easy to give them power. It's easy to give power to your candidate of choice or to the other candidate that is running against your candidate. We would suggest try this instead. Don't avoid them. Pay attention to them. But when you do pay attention, you don't have to go out way out of your way to pay particular attention and keep track of them all day. But when you are there, when you do see them and when you do hear them speak, remind yourself, hey, I'm giving my attention to this. And in the past, I tend to give a lot of, give power away. I tend to feel frustrated. I can't do much about it. This is the way it goes. So be aware of that, and then say, okay, since I've given power to this, since I tend to be giving power perhaps even right now because of the emotions that I feel, it's powerful enough to get me to feel maybe even emotionally disturbed or distressed or angry or afraid or whatever, I'm going to take my power back. So just kind of grab with your mind, just reach to that candidate or to that party or to that circumstance or to that marketplace or to that situation. And just grab mentally your power, the power of the attention, the power that you've given it to have an effect on you, to have an ability to imbalance you or to make you feel certain emotions. Take that power back. Grab it, pull it to yourself, and say mentally or out loud, if you like, power, return to me. You see, it's your power. You're giving power to all these things in your reality, to your whole world. You're giving your power to it. So why not just say, power, return to me. Just take it back. That's all you have to do. Just take it back. As you take it back, power, return to me. Just breathe in. Which tells your body that you are receiving it. See, in-breath is a breath of receiving. You want to receive it back to yourself. You're gifting it back to you. So, receiving it back. Feeling it inside yourself. feel your energy field expand. Feel yourself brighter, stronger, more powerful. Feel it. Own it. It's yours. You are a creator and co-creator of this reality. Everything that you see in your reality is an opportunity for you to own more of who you are, the divine light being that you are, the reality creator that you are. You're creating it anyway. You're creating it unconsciously. You're creating it by just kind of giving it away. You're creating it through beliefs and assumptions that you picked up from other people. So why not create it by your choice? Why not create it from your center? Why not make a change out there in that bigger venue? Well, maybe you think you're too small to do that. That's a belief. It's not really true. You can make a difference out there. But you see, if you pull the power back to you, and you do this with everyone in your life that you tend to give your power away to. Children give their power away to their parents. Parents give their power away to their children. You give your power away to your church or your spiritual leaders. You give power away to your government, to the police force. You give your power away sometimes to the most bizarre things. You give your power away to drugs, to alcohol, to comfort foods. There are many, many places where you can give your power. But you see, when you realize that you are the one in charge, this is your reality, you don't have to be a victim any longer. You can take your power back. Now, the benefit of this, is that you can watch politics going on, you can watch the marketplace going on, and you can act with wisdom, balance, and maturity to it. You can then make a request of your universe. This is what I choose. This is what I prefer. I request, universe, that you bring this into being, that you make this type of change, that you unfold this reality this way, the way I want it to unfold. If you can do that without judging the reality that exists or the realities that you don't want, you open up a channel of receiving, because as you gift yourself back your power, you're also gifting yourself your presence, your impact, your capacity to co-create more consciously. You have a number of unseen friends. These are beings that work with you from other dimensions and other places. We work with many, many people around the planet. Spirit guides, that's what so many of us are known as. But some of us are aspects of yourself, are just higher or more focused pieces of who you are. We're all particles and pieces of the divine. So why not get together, have a big party, and move reality in the direction that you wish? Now, don't ask for something really too far out, too unfeasible kind of fantasy, all right? Now, somebody with a really big fantasy say, okay, the way I want the marketplace to be fixed is that, okay, we get the ETs to come in here and fix it all up, and the ETs will take care of it, and they will set up the U.S. government so that it's going to be balanced again and blah, blah, blah. Now, we're making this up, but there are people who are imagining stuff that is so out of character for reality creating. You just want to make sure that you do something that has a certain unfoldment that could be natural. For example, in the marketplace. All right, so there's some imbalances and shifts and changes because a big company is going bankrupt and stocks are going down, and this company is buying that company, and that, what does that mean? And all these kinds of worries and fears and so on. Let yourself just imagine, okay, after a short little, rebalancing and so on, people begin to step forth on and productively on, maturely on, and things start to, you know, rebuild. Imagine it. What would it feel like if you could imagine the Mark 8 becoming something, a positive for you and for your planet? Same thing with hurricanes. You can work with hurricanes. You can work with storm systems. And if there's a disaster, there was a train wreck, okay, and there's a whole bunch of people who died, you can go there and send in your imagination, in your your meditational work, you can send love and support to the bereaved families. You see, you can do something. You can participate. And every time you participate, you will feel more power. You will feel more capacity to make a difference. Eventually, dear ones, all of you, you are all on this path, all of you will eventually take the responsibility as a beautiful thing, not as a burden, not as a stress, not as a demand, not in a sense of fear, oh my gosh, what if I fail, but really from a point of view of opportunity to take that responsibility to change your world for the better. And you will be able to do it consciously. You're moving that way now. The opportunity will be there. All right. So what we would like to do as we finish up this discussion, we'd like to open the lines for those of you who want to talk to us on air to call in. The number is 877-876-5227. And so give us a call if you would like, and so we could talk with you. And just remember, you see, you are the one that is powerful. You are the one that can make a difference. You see, this whole reality is made up. It's an illusion. Now, you hear those statements, but we want to emphasize it really is. From those of us who are on the other side, we can see the illusion. We understand that it is an illusion. And you are playing with the illusion as if it is totally, totally real. And you're making it more powerful and more real than you. But when you take your power back, then you become more real. And then you can work with the illusion. Every human being has their own world, has their own illusion. That's how powerful you are. So when you take your power to change your world, how much can you do? You can do it all. You just don't know it yet because you've only been doing it unconsciously and you have decided to explore the realm of victimhood, the realm of shame and pain and suffering. But that option is only an option. There's another option as well. And that option is an option of power and freedom and the reality that you choose. All right, so we have a caller. Hello? Hello? We have
Hello?
A caller? Hello?
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 Are you there?
Yes, we are there. Can you hear us?
Yes.
Good. We can
Hi.
Hear you.
Oh, good. Well, I wanted to ask you a question.
All right.
Okay. I wanted to see what you see, how I could... I've been accused of some things, and I want to see what I can do to have a positive outcome.
All right. And
that I haven't done.
Okay.
I've been falsely accused, I should say.
You were falsely accused, and is this going to the level of reality in which there is any kind of, like, legal situation?
Any kind of what?
Is it going into a legal situation?
Yes, exactly. Yes. Yes.
Oh, all right. Okay. All right. Well, tell us your name then. Let us listen.
My name is Kay.
Kay?
Yes.
All right. All right, hold on a moment. Let's tune in. All right, well, it seems to us that is there more than one that's making the accusation?
Yes.
All right. Okay, because it seems there is. But it seems that there's someone who actually initially thought of the accusation.
Yes, that's correct.
All right, so that is, we would call that person the leader person.
Okay.
And the leader of this, of the accusatory group, okay? The leader of the group is angry at you.
That's correct.
And they had an agenda or an expectation of you. And when you didn't fulfill their agenda or their expectation, they resented it. You understand?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And they felt, in a way, that by your not fulfilling their agenda, that you were basically telling them, it was almost a sense of embarrassment for them. And they don't appreciate it. They didn't appreciate it at all. And
okay. And
they had this whole assumption about what you were supposed to do, how you were supposed to do it, how it was supposed to look. And even though we don't think that they were actually in their 20s, this leader person is about what age? In their 40s?
Well, there's one that's 83.
All right.
And then there's two others that are in their 50s.
Oh, all right.
And no, actually, there is one that's in her 20s.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. But the leader person?
She's in her 20s.
All right. Because what we're saying is that what the energy is that's here, that's typical, is energy of, on her part, is an energy of entitlement. She felt she was entitled to certain things.
Uh-huh.
But we want to point out that this is a common mistake that many people make in their 20s, actually. It's a kind of an orientation that people have in their 20s, and a lot of people don't grow out of their 20s. They think that everything should be a certain way. They're idealistic in their own particular way. This is how the world should work. There's a certain order to it. And so they will follow that order, or they will expect other people to follow that order. And when other people don't follow that order, they think that they've either been betrayed and they get very angry, or they feel that somehow or another that person is wrong. And they do it from that point of view that they want to maintain a certain sense of fantasy about what life or what reality is really about. Does that make any sense to you?
Yes. Uh-huh.
All right. Now, the reason we explain that energy is because when people are in what we call the young adult energy, that they have a tendency to want to blame, they want to punish, and they want to get something for nothing. It's a place that hopefully most people can mature out of.
Right.
All right? But if there are some people who are with her in this particular suit or whatever they're doing that are not mature, they're going to fall in with her to hopefully get something along with her.
Exactly.
All right. So there's a certain greed energy here.
Yes, very much so.
They want to be compensated for the embarrassment of the failure of their fantasy.
Right.
Okay. Now,
okay.
The way to deal with this, first of all, we would say, would be to deal with it energetically. Because you're living in a reality that is actually an illusion. So you want to work in the illusion, you see, but you want to be able to work from the point of view of someone who's outside of the illusion. And so what we would say, first of all, to do is to surround this woman in a ball of mirrors.
Okay.
Okay? Because she is wanting you to pay for her frustration and her loss of fantasy, her disillusionment.
Okay.
She doesn't want to ever be disappointed and disillusioned, and so you're going to pay for it. So
okay.
That's a negative energy on you. And you may even, dear one, we sense that you probably even feel this psychically on you, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
You kind of feel the energy is kind of heavy on you?
Mm, very much so.
All right. Because this is those anger thoughts, resentment thoughts, and manipulative thoughts that are coming from her direction and from the other people as well.
Right.
Okay. And there's a certain greed and excitement about it, too, because they think that they're going to be able to get something and for nothing.
Exactly.
All right. So here's what we would suggest. First, put her in the ball of mirrors. Now, the mirrors have to be, this ball of mirrors has to be bigger than her so that she fits completely in there. In your mind's eye,
okay.
You visualize her and you visualize this ball of mirrors that's bigger than her. Now, you remember the old disco mirrors of the 70s?
Yes.
All right.
Uh-huh.
Well, those mirrors were on the outside of the ball. This time, imagine them on the inside of the ball.
Okay.
All right? So that all the mirrors reflect her. And that she's sealed inside this ball with mirrors reflecting her. Okay?
Okay.
So now you talk to this ball that you've created around her and say, listen, ball, your instructions are this. If she has anything negative, anything manipulative, that she sends out, anything destructive, it will hit the mirrors and bounce back.
Okay.
It won't come out. It'll just bounce back to her so that she can be responsible for her own negativity.
Exactly.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, if there's any love or any positive energies that she puts out, let them come through.
Okay.
Now you put the other people that are in there in balls of mirrors too.
Okay.
So everybody has their own ball of mirrors.
Okay.
And you do this twice a day.
Okay.
In the morning, sometime, and before you go to bed at night, make sure that you do it at least once before bed. You can do it several times during a day if you get, you know, feel queasy or feel disturbed or distressed or upset or something. This is something you do and sit down and do that. Now, we mentioned in our little discussion talking about retrieving power, and we'd suggest that you would do that with them, too, to see each one of them individually and say, power, I've given to you to make me uncomfortable, to make me disturbed, frightened, angry, resentful. I've given you way too much power, so I'm going to take my power back now. Power, return to me. And you take it back. Okay? And you just keep taking it back. And maybe 7 to 10 breaths. And you want to do the breaths because then the body kind of gets it. The body kind of gets strengthened by it. Okay? But if you will do several breaths and keep saying, power, return to me. Power, return to me. And keep pulling it and pulling it and pulling it back to yourself. You will notice that the image of the person from whom you are extracting your power and bringing it back to yourself will fall apart, it will get faded, it will get weak, it will start to disappear. And so we would suggest doing it until all of them kind of like fall apart and disappear or become ghosts and then, you know, disappear. What you're doing is you're taking all the substance out of the relationship. You're taking all the power in the relationship and taking it back to yourself. You see?
I see.
Now, this is an energetic way to approach this so that you are approaching it from the point of view of a powerful reality creator who can shape and co-create a reality in alignment with what you wish. But now there's a caveat. There's a very important thing we would suggest. It's going to be tough for you to do. But if you don't do it, then some of this will snap back on you. It'll make your road much harder. You're going to have to release all your angers and judgments of these people. And that's going to be hard.
Yeah, very much.
Because if they're doing something that you feel is not right, and you're resenting it, and it's creating tremendous hassle, and it's not true, and all that kind of stuff, it's very easy for you to judge them. Just very easy. Of course, they're judging you too, so it's easier to judge somebody who's judging you, right?
Right.
So the point is, we want to say is that as you do this process, putting them in mirrors, taking your power back, you've also got to, in your mind's eye, perhaps to do one at a time, to put them up in front of yourself, face, in your meditation, and just bring that woman up in front of you, that young woman, and tell her off, and tell her what a blankety blank she is, and tell her names, and judge her just to your heart's content. Just get it out of your, get it off your chest. Get all your anger out, get all your any pissiness out, just get it out, and just express it all to her, and then beat her up a few times, and then blow her up a few times. Now, you may say, wait a minute, that's violent. And we say, yes, because when you feel powerless, which is what has happened here, is a shock. You had your power ripped away from you. That when that happens, it gets stashed in the cells of your body. And violence is what pulls the rage out and releases it. Now, of course, in your culture, there are people who get a gun and go and shoot people in their rage. Yes, it gets it out of their system, because after they do that, they add so much terrible guilt and remorse and so forth, very often they'll kill themselves.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You see? But they have gotten their rage out. They've gotten everything off their chest.
Right.
But then they wake up and they go, oh my God, what have I done?
Right.
You see? So the thing is that you want to get rid of this stuff, you know, without physical violence. You can't really expect to get a, you know, good yellow junkyard dog lawyer to kind of just destroy them, although in your fantasy that'd probably feel good to you. But what you do is that in the meantime, you just have to blast them energetically. You understand?
Yes.
Okay, now once you do that, then you bring them back up. Once you've just blasted them away a few times, you bring them back up in front of you, and if you can look at them without feeling the anger or the resentment or the frustration or the fear or whatever it is, if you can just kind of look at them point blank and it's just the person standing there, if you can get that clear, you're going to have the power to have whatever outcome you wish to have in this situation.
Ah, I see.
Right? But you have to get clear, because if you look at them and you start judging them, or you're angry, or you start to feel disturbed and distressed, you're still giving them power, and you still haven't gotten it off your chest.
I see.
And you and they have a negative energetic bond. And they can punish you. They can hurt you. As long as you have that. You see, anytime you judge somebody, you stick yourself. So if you do this technique, what you're doing is by proactively just doing it and blowing them up. And you're releasing, the intention is not to judge them. The intention is not really to punish them. The intention is to get it off your chest.
Right.
To get yourself clear, you see.
Right.
And so it's not going to hurt them. It's not like voodoo or anything, you know.
Right.
And also just realize that the ball of mirrors is not going to hurt them either, because the stuff that comes back to them is their own stuff.
Correct.
All it does, actually it's a really good thing, is to make them be, in a sense, more responsible for what they say and do.
Mm.
And that's a good thing for everybody.
Yes.
All right?
Ownership, yeah.
So when you can get to the point where each person who's involved in this lawsuit, you can look at them and not feel distressed or disturbed, or you don't feel any stress or tension or anger or whatever, if you can just kind of be clear with them, then you say, you know, originally, we'd all hoped that we could get along. And we had this idea that we could all get along. And it would all be nice. And I know that you got into that too. And you were seeing that too. And I'm really sorry and sad that this relationship has turned, taken this twist and gone in this direction. I'm just not really happy about it and so on. But I understand that, you know, this is what you think you've got to do for your happiness and for your life and all. So I'm going to forgive you, because you really don't know what you're doing.
Okay.
You understand?
Yes.
But you can't get to do the forgiveness until you get them, get the anger out and get all the stuff out.
Right.
It doesn't stick then. But
right, exactly.
Once you can forgive them and you forgive yourself also for having judged them and having reacted and so on in ways that maybe you have done, what you'll end up feeling is a relief, and it will be a lift. And in a sense, your bond, your negative bond with them will be broken. Now, some people call this karma, right? Oh,
right.
Well, you know, in the other lifetime you made their life miserable, so they're going to make your life miserable this time.
Right.
Right? Well, you know, we don't really see much, you know, with karma. But people explain it that way. When you do this process, if you look at things from a karmic point of view, you'll have broken the karma. You'll have broken the bond. You'll have broken the connection. And when you break a connection, they cannot manipulate you anymore.
I see.
They can't push your buttons anymore. All of a sudden, they don't have the power anymore. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Because you're clear. It's like they only can work as long as they get their hooks into you and you react.
Right, exactly.
And if you are energetically reacting, oh boy, they've got a good juicy codependent or, you know, a negative hook into you. So
right.
They can punish you for supposed wrong.
Right.
You see? They can do whatever they want with that. That's what they're after. But
I
if
see.
You break the hook, if you break the rope that ties the two of you together, nothing much they can do energetically. What will happen in the whole situation with the case is that most likely it will be revealed that you didn't do what they said you did, and everything will kind of start to fall apart from their end. That's what we see very often happen under these types of circumstances. Even if it goes down to an actual trial and so on, if you can hold your energy, your power, and you can keep yourself clear. You may have to keep doing all these mirrors and keep doing all this blowing up people up, because as soon as they say something else that aggravates you, you'll have to do it again, you see?
Mm-hmm.
But if you can do that, you can lift out of this dark matrix that they've got you stuck in. And then you can resolve it in your favor, you see?
Wonderful.
Now, we put some time into this because this is a really important example of power. And we like people to know about power. It's a very important thing to understand. You have the power to shift all the frequencies from the energetic level so that in the illusion, in the physical plane manifestation, things can reflect this energy of clarity. This energy and flow, you see?
Mm-hmm.
All right, dear one. So we wish you the very best on this.
Thank you ever so much.
You're very welcome. All right,
okay.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Farewell. All right. Okay, so we'll take another caller. Now, if you notice, this is, as we say, an example of power. We have spoken to many dear ones who've been in very similar situations, up against the wall, you know, being attacked. Anytime you find negativity going your way, you don't have to allow it to mess you up. You don't have to allow it to hit you. You don't have to allow yourself to fall prey to it. All right, we have another caller. Hello.
Hi, this is Nancy. How are you?
Well, hello, Nancy. Good to speak with you.
I have a question, and it's got to do with my health.
All right.
I just had surgery, and I don't feel like it went right.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if you can tell me anything about it, or if there's anything coming up with my health that is going to make this better.
All right. So what part of your body was operated on?
My abdomen area.
Okay. Left side, right side?
Right in the middle.
Right in the middle. All right. Okay. Hold on a moment. All right. Who was ever the surgeon, did the surgeon say that they had gotten what they had been intended to get?
Yes.
Okay, and they felt that they had done a good job?
Yes. And this just happened on Friday, so it's just that I didn't experience it with the first one that I had, and it just doesn't feel right.
Right. Well, what we are seeing here is that there is, it's like you should have this part of your body that should be able to move freely in there. And somehow or another, it looks like it's kind of stuck to something.
Yeah.
It's like it's adhered or somehow the free movement that they were trying to accomplish isn't quite there. We would suggest that it's not irreversible.
Okay.
In other words, we sense that a lot more can be done with it, and that it can probably be made to move freely in the future when it needs to.
Okay.
However, in the short period of time now, we would suggest before it kind of really locks up and so forth in there, we know that you cannot have massage or anything, but you can probably have some kind of energy work done for it.
Okay.
Do you have any really good energy healers?
I could probably find somebody.
All right. Well, we would recommend that you get that you find an energy healer, a really good one. You know, ask around and see if you can find a really top-notch one.
Okay.
There are certain types of energy healing methods that are very good, and we would say that the one that channels us took a course in a couple of courses. First of all, one is called Quantum Touch.
Okay.
And you can get on the internet and find practitioners in your area. And secondly is Theta Healing. That's Theta, Theta Healing.
Oh, okay.
All right?
Okay.
And both of these offer really good shifting on the energetic level of tissue. All right? So we would sense that was going to be a big help for you. Another thing that's going to work, too, is for you to get clear with the doctors. We sense that during your surgery that there was some kind of, during the operation, that there was some kind of negativity going on in the operating room.
That's a possibility, because when they were doing the surgery, I felt the pain, and the anesthesiologist was not listening to me.
All right. Okay. Right. And some of that pain actually was physical, and some of it is actually emotional.
Okay.
Or psychic, rather.
Okay. Oh,
psychic,
okay.
Pain. All right. So we sense that there was something negative going on in there. And so we would recommend that you do a meditation of clearance. You need to clear the surgeons and the doctors and all the staff and whoever was there, and you need to clear in your mind the surgical room and all the energies that are there, and just imagine it kind of like a dark cloud, okay, with kind of a jangly, kind of disturbing, chaotic kind of dark cloud.
Okay.
And just kind of, you can just, with your breath, you could just kind of blow it, and with your intention, you're just imagining yourself clearing this dark cloud out. And you can clear it out of your abdomen, just sense it kind of coming out of your abdomen, and sense that surgery and being in that room, and sense that yourself is clearing it. Now, you may say, well, wait a minute, the surgery is already passed.
Uh-huh.
But we want to point out that all time is now. We want to just do a little quantum physics with you here.
Okay.
That you can go back into the past and shift something. So let yourself clear out that operating room. Okay?
Okay.
And clear and see the doctors, and just maybe even kind of blow them do some breath and just kind of blow them out, blow out all the dark stuff and just see all sorts of dark stuff leave them. And you just kind of wave the energies away, just kind of like you're kind of shoo-shooing a dog, you know, or something.
Uh-huh.
Just kind of shoo-shooing the energy, the dark energies away.
Okay.
All right. So
thanks.
Clearing out the darkness can make a good difference as well. And having an energy healer as well. And as you clear out the darkness, any anger you have at the surgeons or doctors or anybody involved, blow that out as well.
Okay.
Just any resentments, any angers, and so on. Okay? And any fears that you have about, oh my gosh, this isn't working out right and what's going to happen, blow the fears out as well.
Okay?
Now, that only addresses the healing of the surgery. And of course there's other devices that are actually helpful for healing pain and help, you know, for healing like magnets and things like that, for actually healing tissues and healing restored tissues. And we hope you have a good nutritional program with some good protein, and good strong nutritional supplements, lots of minerals and stuff to get yourself, you know, pumped up and get your body in good shape.
Okay.
But now there was a reason for the surgery, okay? And so we would suggest that you need to also look at that too.
Okay.
What is the emotional, spiritual message beyond the physical issue that you have had? Have you been working on that one?
No, I haven't.
All right. Well, see, any physical issue that you have that is heavy enough to warrant surgery, and you said this is the second time, yes?
Right.
Okay. Means that there is a big life issue there for you. There is an education for you. There is something you need to know, something you need to change in your life, something in your past, perhaps, that you have not dealt with. And it is in your abdomen, which is, do you know of the chakras? Do you know about chakras?
Yeah.
Okay. It's in the it's in the region of your second chakra. Okay.
Okay.
So what's going on here in this whole area is something having to do with who you think you are, the level of value and worth you think you have, the self-image that you have, and whether in a close relationship or not you have been hurt or been made powerless in a personal, emotional situation one-on-one with someone. Does that make any sense to you?
Yes, it does.
All right. That, on an emotional, spiritual level, needs to be healed. Because who wants to go through this again?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It once was enough. You had to go through it twice, which means that, oh gosh, the message has not been gotten yet. But
right.
When you get the message, then you can start to turn around your life, the way you live your life, and be free of whatever that is that's hanging over you. Because we sense that there's an issue, there's an emotionally painful issue that's kind of hanging on you.
Oh, that makes so much sense.
All right, and then a personal emotional issue can be addressed by a really good, you know, spiritual psychologist or some, you know, somebody with a really good sense of the greater meaning and purpose of things.
Uh-huh.
Now we're not talking karma on and that kind of rationale. What we're talking about though is someone who can see that here you are a beautiful light being, and it's important for you to be able to live your life loving yourself, enjoying who you are, and enjoying your relationship. You see? And
yeah.
Somewhere along the line, you shot yourself in the foot.
Yes.
Well, actually, in the abdomen.
Yeah.
Well, you, in a sense, you didn't allow yourself to acknowledge who you were, and you took some things very hard.
Yes.
You took things personally, and you used them to judge yourself, to limit yourself, to hurt yourself with. And these need to be lifted. You need to be able to love yourself.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes, I do.
All right? And you need to appreciate who you are so that you can look in your mirror at yourself and not look at any bodily flaws or whatever, but to look at the light that's in your eyes.
Yes.
You see, to be free of judgment of yourself.
Yes.
Because this is where you stuck all the judgment. And it's twisted down into what we call shame.
Yes.
All right? There's a shame in there. And you need to have that healed. We don't have the time to go into it today. We must leave, but we want to emphasize, though, that this is a very, probably the critical issue for all human beings.
Okay.
And you have been offered the opportunity now to see it, to work with it, to release it, to heal it, and then to allow yourself, therefore, to step into a new era of your life free of this. It's like a vulture that's been hanging on you.
Yes.
You know, just a heavy thing hanging over your head all the time, hanging onto your heart, hanging onto your body, just making you feel heavy about yourself. And when that's gone, you'll be able to relax, you'll be able to be happy and comfortable, regardless of who you're with, where you are, and, what's going on.
Right.
And that's where you want to go.
Yes.
Because, dear one, when we look at your light body, you really didn't come to spend your life focused on this. You came, though, to change this, to shift out of this particular paradigm. You chose this issue as a theme for yourself.
Okay.
And you said, I want to heal this. And then, dear one, what we sense is that you're going to inspire others. Somehow or another, there's something you're going to gift the world after this.
Okay.
If you'll let yourself do that. It's, of course, your choice always.
Yes.
But we sense that you came for something bigger than to just kind of let yourself be destroyed with this particular type of thing.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're very welcome, dear one. It has been a pleasure speaking with you, and thank you for your question.
Oh, bye-bye.
All right, farewell to you. All right, so that'll be it for today as far as questions are concerned. Two very beautiful, juicy questions, really very revealing questions of how much significance and power you actually have and what you can do to make your life and your reality work together. You see, you can free yourself from others' influence and step free as a light being and to claim and own who you are. And if you ever forget who you are and you're around a computer, just go to our website, galexisspirit.com, and on the homepage there will be a message that will come, a message that starts, you are a spark of consciousness, a piece of the divine, because you are. And every day, if you would read that, it would help you lift out of that darkness or limitation that still nags and nags at you. Even many of you who are in fantastic spiritual shape still have little nagging pieces on you. And so we would suggest that this could help you tremendously. This could help you amazingly if you will just own who you are, if you'll begin to just let it sink in that you are a divine being here on a mission of personal light and fulfillment, of personal ascension, as it's often called, and also here to assist and to participate to one degree or another with a phenomenal change of consciousness and dimensionality that is happening on this planet. So we're going to leave now because our time is up, and the one who channels us will be back with us, and there's going to be a few seconds of silence as we leave and as she returns. So don't go away. She has a few announcements for you. All right. So we have enjoyed speaking with you, and farewell. Hello, I'm back. This is Ginger. And thank you so much for being with us today on the Galexis Show, The Path of Power. Next week at this time is Tall Cat Psychic. Now, we have this show on the first and third Mondays of every month. Tall Cat Psychic alternates with us on the second and fourth Monday of every month. And this particular month, there are five Mondays, and Tall Cat Psychic is also going to take the fifth Monday. So we will not be back with you until next month. But for the next 2 weeks, on Monday, you can tune in and hear Tall Cat Psychic. And again, if you want more information on Galexis, check out galexisspirit.com. And thank you for listening. Until next time, I send you my wishes for every success as you walk your path of power. So goodbye for now.